The Klamath River of 2024 is remarkably different from the Klamath River of last year because of the massive dam removal project now well underway. When the project is finished, there will be no dams on the Klamath anywhere in California. The story is a bit different, though, on one of the major tributaries of the Klamath, the Trinity River. The Trinity just showed up on the American Rivers list of most endangered rivers for 2024 because of water diversions into the Sacramento River system and remaining dams that raise water temperature. We have a couple of guests that will join us this morning. One is Regina Cicciozzola, the Executive Director of Save California Salmon, and also Danielle Frank, a Hoopa Valley Tribe youth. Danielle, I understand you're there. Is that correct?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Well, tell us a little bit about how the Trinity River is important to members of the Hoopa Valley Tribe.
Yeah, definitely. My name's Danielle, and I am from the villages of Metdelgan and Serenaldine, which are both located along the Trinity River on what is now known as the Hoopa Valley Indian Reservation. And I grew up on the Trinity River. I would say the river is important to us for a plethora of reasons, but it really, you know, we are just river people where I come from. Pretty much everything about who we are and where we come from revolves around the water, from our ceremonies to our traditional food sources. You know, even the shape of our valley is kind of winding around the river. It's kind of just the center of our life and who we are and what, you know, we hold nearest to us. The way it was taught to me growing up was, you know, the river kind of represents our people and the connection to the water that we have, like represents, you know, the connection that we have to our place and to what it means to us. And so not only, you know, is the river just like the heart of our home physically, it's the heart of our like home spiritually and mentally and every other way.
Regina Cicciozzola, Executive Director of Save California Salmon. Give us an overview. First of all, welcome this morning. And give us an overview of the impacts that are facing the Trinity.
Okay, well, thank you for having me first. I'm happy to be here. So the Trinity River, a lot of people don't realize this, but even though it's the largest tributary to the Klamath, a lot of the water, more than 50%, is actually diverted over to the Central Valley and is used over 300 miles away to grow crops like almonds and pistachios in the southern part of the Central Valley. And what the main issues are is that there's not really carryover protections for the Trinity reservoirs. So your listeners might know that often Trinity River water, because it is the cleanest and coldest water that goes into the Klamath River, is released in order to stop Klamath fish kills or to help with Klamath water quality issues. And that's why we haven't seen any large fish kills since 2002, is because that Trinity water is released for that reason. However, so much water is diverted to the Central Valley and there's not protection for the storage in the reservoirs. So during the 3-year drought we recently had, there were years where there wasn't almost not enough water to release, and there were times when the releases of water were actually so warm that they hurt or killed the salmon in the river. So right now they're doing a biological opinion for the Trinity River and the Central Valley Project, pretty much to say what needs to happen to protect endangered fish. And we're asking for protections for that carryover storage, and we're also asking for the State Water Board to start protecting the Trinity River when they're making decisions like to build Sites Reservoir or the Delta Tunnel or to pass these voluntary agreements with different Central Valley farmers, because usually they don't consider the Trinity River in all these decisions. Mm. And then that means during drought years, they actually divert more Trinity River water when they're trying to protect Sacramento River water.
Well, that leads into the next question I was going to ask, Regina, about a drought. We've certainly seen multi-year droughts in California and here in Oregon, worse in California. What kind of impact has that had with the diversions on the water levels in the Trinity?
Well, one of the things I heard just yesterday at a meeting is that the Trinity River is one of the most impacted areas by climate change in the state. So not having protections for multi-year droughts or even a plan for what to do when droughts hits for the Trinity River reservoirs is just crazy. I mean, we're looking at situations where water is diverted into the Central Valley before they even know what kind of water year it's going to be or what the needs will be for the Trinity and Klamath Rivers. So, you know, in this day and age, to not plan for multi-year droughts and not plan for the needs of the river over the needs of export crops like almond is just crazy. It's definitely time to have a multi-year drought plan for the river.
With climate change, we see an increase in temperatures in many places. Has that been true of the Trinity River, and what kind of impact has that had on the ecosystem in general and the salmon population in particular?
Yeah, so we are seeing warmer temperatures and also some years less snowfall. And so when we did have the multi-year drought, the Trinity reservoirs took the longest to recover and actually were at the lowest levels in the state. So what this means is if those reservoirs get really low, that means the water temperature in the reservoirs get very warm. And then obviously the earth is heating up also. And fish cannot really survive in warm water. And, you know, the Klamath River especially is already borderline for what salmon can survive because of how many diversions come out of it. And it's not the coldest water system in the world. So, what we're seeing is higher temperatures, and those higher temperatures definitely kill fish. Mainly what we're seeing is more killing of the baby fish and the eggs now rather than these large-scale adult fish kills. Mm-hmm. But we have actually had adult fish kills, smaller ones of spring salmon in the Trinity, which is really bad because there's only a couple hundred spring salmon left in the whole Klamath River system. And these are critical fish to tribes and to the ecosystem as a whole.
Danielle, have you seen an impact on the fishing in the river for your people?
Yeah, definitely. Growing up, you know, when I was a little girl, I'm only 20 years old, and when I was a little girl, we would pretty much live off of traditional food sources. You know, my dad fished, we hunted, we gathered, and we pretty much had what we needed. I didn't really know that we were poor, essentially, because, you know, we always had a good meal to eat, and we always had, like, these things that I just thought were, you know, what we were supposed to be doing, and it was. But unfortunately, when about 10 years ago or 12 years ago, it took, like, an even worse hit, I feel like, and it became like hard to actually go fishing. You know, we were some years now, these years we're told that we're not allowed to. We're allotted, you know, less than 2 fish per tribal member. And we're lucky if we're able to eat salmon on our birthdays. Unfortunately, in just like the past 2 decades, our food source of like the amount of salmon that our people have been able to eat, you know, a very nutritious diet is what we're used to. But we also are in the middle of a food desert. So, you know, in the last 10 years, as our salmon populations have declined and we no longer are able to eat that on the daily, we have one grocery store-ish and we have one gas station in order to get food from. So it's a pretty drastic hit that, like, our people have taken because, yeah, salmon are very sacred to us, so not only spiritually but physically and, like, to the there's a big hit to the health of our communities because of the lack of, you know, nutritious fresh food.
I had a question for Regina. In Southern California, we've seen a lot of talk about the impacts over the years on the Colorado River. Do we see population, this is probably either a 1 or a 2-part answer, do we see population impacts in Northern California that are stressing rivers like the Trinity? And if so, what are some of the engineering threats, if that's the right word to use, for rivers like the Trinity?
Well, the Trinity River diversions are used only for agriculture, so that's one thing to think about. The state water project goes more towards people, also agriculture, but the federal water project goes only to agriculture. And the people who use most of the water, people like Westlands or the exchange contractors on the Sacramento, they are mainly growing luxury crops. I mean, they do grow some rice, but mainly it's things like almonds. And in general, this is same on the Colorado. You know, 80% of the water goes to agriculture. And on the Colorado, I think they just discovered like 50% goes specifically to animal agriculture in the form of cows and hay. So, you know, it's not really for the Trinity in the North State, at least. It's not really a population issue or a human use issue. And we are seeing in California, there are laws going forward, like conservation is a way of life that is controlling water use in the cities. And we're seeing people in cities really try to use less water. But we're not seeing that out of big agriculture. And these are not ma and pop farmers that you see in the Central Valley. These are huge, you know, billionaire conglomerates. So, you know, and our water rights system allows them to get water while cities don't get water in California. So there's a lot of change that needs to happen, especially in the way that agriculture uses water in order for us to save the salmon throughout the state. It's not really the cities or the people that are using most of the water.
Well, what protections, or maybe that's the wrong word because you partially answered that, but what recommendations do you have going forward to help the Trinity River?
I feel like everything the state does, the State Water Board or the State Water Project, needs to have protections for the Trinity River written into them, because that's where we see more water being used, is when the state decides to take extra water. And other than that, we need those protections for carryover storage and for tribal water rights and fishing rights as part of this new federal biological opinion and Bureau of Reclamation's operations plan. Because right now, the reason things are so bad is they're going under Trump-era laws and Trump-era water allocations, which put big corporations over the rivers and regular people. And there was a lot of scientific interference with that process. And it's why things are so bad. I mean, we talk about how this is the second year that commercial fishing is shut down. But really, it's been most of the last 10 years on the Klamath. So things are really bad, and we need water in the river, and that's the number one thing.
Regina, what has been done so far, either short-term or long-term, if anything, to try to help the river?
Well, you know, about 20 years ago, there was a record of decision signed that said 50% of the water needs to stay into the Trinity River. Unfortunately, at the time, they didn't really think about the needs for in the winter and the spring for flows. So that is something that's happening right now with a lot of scientific studies to look at that. And, you know, the tribes, the Hoopa Valley tribe and the Yurok tribe are actually co-managers as part of this new biological opinion. So I feel like as long as there's not really hardcore political interference, we might get a biological opinion that does protect carryover storage in the Trinity and make for more natural flows in the winter and spring, because that's really critical to our rivers. I don't think a lot of people realize that it's the spring, fall, and late winter flows that are the most important to the fish. So that's where we kind of need more water being released. But ultimately, we need to deal with climate change, and we need to deal with carryover storage protections, because until we do that, you can have the best laid plans in the world for the fish. But if you don't have water to provide for them when they need it, it doesn't matter. And when they're looking at water allocations, they're not always thinking ahead.
We have been speaking this morning with Regina Cicciazzola, who is the executive director of Save California Salmon, and also with Danielle Frank, a Hoopa Valley tribal youth. Regina, and for Danielle, thank you both for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Well, that's it for today's Jefferson Exchange. You can find out more information about the program and the subjects at jeffexchange.org. We also provide show topics and recordings on our Facebook page. Production assistance today from Zach Meagle. I'm Milt Radford. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow for another edition of the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio.